you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new message titled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
Believe God with me, hook your faith up. Father God, we thank you so much for this day as every day, Father, for the Holy Spirit being the revelator and the teacher to the body of Christ. We open our hearts and our minds to receive of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in. Jesus told us you would be our teacher. You would give us illumination and revelation of the Word of God. Today, as we open our hearts to receive and our ears to hear, speak volumes unto us. We covenant with you in advance to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that should be taught and received today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today's message entitled, How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart. How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart. God has a will for how he wants a dad to be. And God has a way for how he wants a dad to be. There's other people out there with books and tapes, and then there's what's on the street about how a dad should be and how a man should be. But you know what? None of that should mean anything to the Christian. All we should be concerned about is how God wants you to be as a man, how God wants you to be as a dad. And if you truly are born again and you have faith in God, you must believe, whether you understand or don't understand, that God's way is what way? The best way. God's way is the best way. I don't understand everything in the Bible, but I do understand what he says do, and I can go do it in faith, believing God. And that's important. Now, if we look in our text at Acts 13, verses 22 through 23 in the English Standard Version, it says, and when God had removed King Saul, you know, King Saul was cutting up and acting crazy. He was the first king. God didn't want Israel to have a king, but people begged, give us a king. We want a king. The other nations have a king. He said, if I give you a king, he's going to tax you. He's going to put burdens on you. We don't care. We want a king, God. So they got a king. He taxed them, put burdens on them. Then they were like, who gave us this king? We don't want this king. So King Saul did wicked things. He was wrong. And God came and God removed Saul. And God said, look, I'm going to raise up David to be their king, of whom I have testified and I've said of David, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, that he's a man after my own heart. That's important to be called a friend of God like Abraham and Moses and to be a man after God's own heart like David. He was a man after God's own heart who will do all of my will. What is one of the characteristics of a man after God's own heart? He does what? So if your person is pleasing to God, if you're a man after God's own heart, if you're a dad after God's own heart, you do what God says about being a dad. If you're a husband after God's own heart, you do God's will concerning how you treat your wife and your family, because the key to being after God's heart is doing what God said do. And he said, David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do all my will, of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he had promised. God chose a man to be the father of his seed, Mary, to bring forth the Savior of the world. Of all the men he chose a man and gave us an indicator, the characteristic of a man he was looking for to do great things through. And that characteristic is a man after God's heart. A man who would obey the word. Now, I understand what that means, because sometimes we say things when we preach and people hear things and gloss over it. But when you say a man after God's heart, that's not an ambiguous term. It's a definite term. When life comes to you and you have a choice to make, and you can go this direction because God said it, whether you understand it or not, or you can go that direction because that's what your boys say, the world says it, TV says it. You are after God's heart if you follow God's desire. You can't be a person who robs God and say you're after God's heart. You can't be a person who treats your wife in a way the Bible says you shouldn't treat her and be after God's heart. You can't be a parent who births kids and don't parent them. One person has said anybody can be a father, but not everybody's a daddy. Daddy is a term of endearment. If your kids look at you as daddy, that's one thing. But you know, some kids nowadays say, that's my father. And they say it just like that, that's my father. But it's different when somebody says, that's daddy. The Bible says we call God Abba Father, which is daddy God. because he's our daddy. He's there for us. He's there to watch over us. And there's three things that are important if we're going to be dads after God's own heart that we need to be aware of. Now, let's take a look at them. The first one is to be a dad of prayer. Now, I know a lot of fathers, just like a lot of mothers, just like a lot of Christians, don't ever pray. Prayer is not, God, my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me. That's not prayer. Now, sometimes that's the only time people go to God. God, I'm sick, help me. God, somebody I know is sick, help them. God, I need some money. God, I'm out of this. God, I'm out of that. Just stop and think of a child who only comes to you when they need something. Dad, I need some new shoes. Dad, I need you to give me some money to go get a haircut. Dad, I need some money to go to college. Dad, I need, dad, I need, dad, I need. And that child does nothing else any other time.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Just stop and think of a child who only comes to you when they need something. Dad, I need some new shoes. Dad, I need you to give me some money to go get a haircut. Dad, I need some money to go to college. Dad, I need, dad, I need, dad, I need. And that child does nothing else any other time. No terms of endearment, no affection. They look at you like you're just a cash machine. You're an ATM. They walk up to you, hit a button, say a few magic words, and money's supposed to pop out of you. They won't do anything for you. They won't submit and flow with you. They don't even listen to you. But when they need something, dad, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Now, we all realize if we had a child like that, we'd wish they weren't like that. But God has a lot of children like that. He has a lot of children that only talk to him when they want something. That's no different. Just as you can identify with your children, all you kids do is want. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't you kids ever say, I appreciate you? Don't you kids ever say, thank you? Don't you just come talk to me not wanting something? All you kids, every time you talk to me, you want something, you just need, need, need. You kids are getting on my nerves. Are you getting on God's nerves? Prayer is communion. Prayer is fellowship. Prayer is contact. Hey, I'll talk to the Lord, just say, Lord, you know what? I'm just having a good day today. Thank you. Amen. Just going down the street and you just realize how good life is. Say, Father, you know, I'm so glad. You might watch the news and see something going on in somebody's life. I say, Lord, I thank you. That ain't me. Father, I just thank you. Lord, you know, I see these people having these problems, these kids, and that must be terrible. Father, I thank you so much that you bless me, because I don't know who I am that you would bless me that I'm not that person who has that child. I just thank you for the people you put in my life, Lord. See, all that is prayer. When you're saying you don't pray, you're saying you don't thank God. You don't communicate with God. You don't speak to the Father. I like something Brother Hagin said once. He said he asked the God for things, and the Lord told him, don't ever pray for anything for yourself ever again. Now, the Lord hadn't told me that. You, of course, can do that, but that's what the Lord told him. But I like the principle of don't just come to God always for you. Maybe you got to talk to God about somebody else. A father ought to talk to God about their kids, present and future. Father, my daughter one day wants to get married. I doubt if she's going to marry somebody 20, 30, 40, 50 years younger than her, so Lord, that person's probably alive right now. You know who that person's going to be, Father. I pray that you surround him with wisdom. I pray that you call somebody who knows God to be there so he'll be ready for her. Now, she wanted to deal with all the nonsense that's going to be in him, but you watch over him now. You protect his family. You guide his parents. A lot of people don't see that, but most kids are going to marry somebody within a few years of age, just like most of us did. You know, second and third wives, people spread out, but that first husband or wife is usually somebody who's around your age, somewhere within 5 or 10 years. So if your kid is older than 5 or 10 years old, that person they're going to marry is probably on the earth. You can pray for them. God knows who they are. A dad should be praying for success. Father, I pray that when my kids go to college, that they get scholarships and favor and these things here. You can be praying that they'll find husbands and wives that have good sense, that are born again and spirit-filled. prayed and speak against Satan. You can't trip them up. You can't hinder them in college. They won't be atheistic and agnostic. They will stay true to the word and begin to everything. I mean, there's so much a father's got to do as a father. How can you not pray? How can you not pray? A dad who's after God's heart is a dad that raises his children well, raise them so well that God knew that in David, a man after his own heart, would train his children's children after him. And they would train their children's children. I tell you so often about Abraham, why Abraham was picked to be the father of the faithful. God said, not because he was saved or living right or nothing like that. Abraham was a heathen like everybody else was in those days. But he said, I chose Abraham because he is a dad, a father, a man who would train up his children after him. A dad who is after God's heart is going to pray, and his children is going to pray. And when you pray, you're going to stay close to God. Point number two is be a dad of purpose. Point number three is be a dad of praise and encouragement. I want to look a little closer at this prayer. I've already gotten into it, but let's look at it. Prayer, what does prayer do? Why should I be a father of prayer? Why should I be a dad of prayer? Other than just wanting to be after God's heart, what is that going to do for me? Why does God want me to be a dad of prayer? Not only to watch over your kids and protect them and to guard over your family, your wife, and everything to retain. Pray when your kids are going to school. Be aware in prayer to Father, I thank you. I'll pray. I said, God, I thank you that as my kids go away from me and they're not under me to protect them, no harm shall come to them. No bus accidents, no buses tipping over, no drunk drivers, no cell phone idiots driving around talking on the phone, running everything. None of those people, Lord. Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority and no power. The grace of God is upon them. Goodness and mercy go before them all the days of their life. Surely you will protect them and watch over them. I cast that care on you, Lord, because I'm not with them to care right now. I'll pray. I'll talk to God because you don't know what's out there. Brother Fred Price said that, give me that job so my wife and them call me their hero. What about you praying for them? The Philly church I went to didn't tell me I had the authority over demons and all the wicked power. He didn't tell me. I didn't pray on my kids. I wasn't even taught to pray on my kids. I didn't know I had authority even when I'm not present over demons and my kids. He said, I didn't know that. And Satan came and took my child from me. 8 years old. He said, I let my child down. Because I have that authority as a dad, and you should exercise that. You should pray. You should be communicating to the Father. He knows all. He sees all. And you need his protection over your kids. But God says you have not because you. And asking is part of prayer when you're communicating with God, asking to watch over somebody other than yourself. Ask for yourself as things too. But sometimes dads ask for themselves. God, give me the job so I can get that new car for me. Give me the job so I can make more money for me and feel better as a man. Give me that job so my wife and them call me their hero. What about you praying for them?
Today's message has been How to Become a Dad After God's Own Heart.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Portions of WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by RW Plumbing Limited.